Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The subject is immune support for fall, what you need to fend off the changing weather. And in part one, we talked extensively about vitamin D, but there's a whole lot more to natural immune support. Neil, you've talked to us about vitamin C. It apparently also follows a seasonal cycle in the body.
Well, yeah, people tend to eat more fresh foods with vitamin C in the summer. And, of course, having vitamin C in the foods, and the foods are stored for a long time, the vitamin C tends to diminish with time. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have an apple that was picked in October, and you're eating it in March, It lost some of its vitamin C. It doesn't have as much as it had several months earlier.
So unlike vitamin D, which, you know, you have a great summer and you spend a lot of time in the sun, you know, it can, even if you're not supplementing, you may get a little bit of a carrier effect. But with vitamin C, it seems like you need it on a more constant basis, day in and day out. It's a water-soluble nutrient, so it doesn't store as easily.
Yeah, it's water-soluble. The half-life in the serum is about 30 minutes.
Oof.
Now, it does last longer in tissues and various organs, but, you know, just free-circulating vitamin C tends to drop about half every 30 minutes. Now, we can recycle it by taking other antioxidants. So that's the synergy of antioxidants, and vitamin C being one of the prime ones, the water-soluble. Now, what's interesting is that vitamin C has a role in immunity. It has a role in making collagen, all of the structures in our body, the blood vessels, the joints, all these tissues, maintaining them. So the health of our physical structures depends on vitamin C. Now, there's other functional benefits of antioxidants. For example, a virus entering the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to sense whether there's what's called oxidative stress.
Hmm.
And that's a signal to the virus of how aggressive to be.
Wow.
How weak is this potential victim?
Uh-huh.
And they sense oxidative stress. So the use of various antioxidant substances is well established, going back about 100 years in the medical literature, starting with measles and vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Showing that people with vitamin A deficiency had more severe cases of various viruses, not just measles, including seasonal viruses, and more poor outcomes.
So a lot of people are following the recommendations of Linus Pauling, are into mega dosing vitamin C. What's your take on that? Is it adequate to take 1,000 or a couple of times a day, or do you have to go 10, 15, 20 grams a day to supercharge your immune system?
Well, I believe because of the synergies of these various antioxidant substances that it's better to get a variety rather than to go very heavy on one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can recycle vitamin C with, for example, alpha-lipoic acid.
Hmm. Which I take.
So taking substances that are antioxidants in their benefits that recycle vitamin C is the reason why our bodies, even though they don't make vitamin C anymore because they lack an enzyme in the liver,
Right.
Like most,
us and guinea pigs.
Can.
Right. Two species
right.
of mammals.
Fruit-eating bats, guinea pigs, and some of the higher primates, maybe 20 roughly species of mammals can't make vitamin C, mm-hmm. but most mammals can.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason we can't is because of the variety of our diets, and we've trained our bodies to recycle vitamin C without needing to constantly replenish it by manufacturing it in the liver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why I believe in taking a variety of antioxidants. I take pycnogenol and grapeseed extract, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, alpha-lipoic acid, olive leaf extract, this whole range of antioxidants, plus my diet,
mm-hmm.
to get enough where I take the vitamin C 1,000 twice a day. There's a mm-hmm. little more in my multi.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's sufficient because of the variety of my diet. If I had a poor diet, I might load up more on the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel it responds to an illness that makes sense to up your intake of vitamin C? I mean, I think some of the studies on this, on C versus respiratory infections are positive, but some are equivocal. I think it makes a difference. We use intravenous vitamin C, but that's a whole different ballgame.
Right. Yeah, the absorption of vitamin C from the gut depends largely on sodium and secondarily on just diffusing through the intestine. So how much you could absorb at once
mm-hmm.
is really dependent on your sodium status, which, you know, a lot of us are controlling sodium or not getting that much. So it makes sense to split the dose orally.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could do a huge dose intravenously and it all goes in,
yeah.
and you're not getting any GI effects. Those GI effects are what doesn't absorb.
It runs through you. It means that it's
right.
running through you as opposed to being absorbed.
It's going through you. It's not getting absorbed because you need sodium. You need about twice as much sodium as vitamin C. And after a gram or two, who's got that much sodium? Hopefully
yeah.
nobody.
Yeah, that would not be good. Let's move along to zinc. You write that zinc stores are not affected by seasonality, there are thousands of articles on the impact of this micronutrient on immunity, right?
Yeah, and zinc is important. It's got probably about 100 known functions in the body, including what happens with immunity. So if you give school children 15 milligrams of zinc or placebo for 3 months, it shortens the duration of immune events, but it doesn't prevent them.
Mm-hmm.
So again, using a single bullet, a single nutrient, like vitamin C or zinc, is not really that effective. It has some effect. Mm-hmm. It has some benefit. But the benefit is by synergistically combining these nutrients and getting the ones you need so that you're not lacking something. Your immune system has all the inputs it needs.
So, for example, Protocol for Life Balance has a product, C1000 plus Zinc 15. I mean, that's a way of balancing your intake of immune-supportive nutrients that mutually support one another.
Yeah, and these nutrients we're talking about, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, are things that have been flying off the shelves for months now,
mm-hmm.
for probably 6 months, because
Absolutely.
Of people who realize their benefits or their potential benefits and want to make sure they're getting these because they know their systems are going to be challenged and they want to have optimal defenses against whatever happens. And they know that taking vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D and these other nutrients are very healthy. When people ask me what to take for immunity, the first thing I tell them is a multivitamin.
Mm-hmm.
Cover all your bases with at least some of these nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to add extra C, extra zinc, extra D, these other things, add them to the multi, and you're usually better off because you're not taking one thing in isolation, you're getting a partial effect, but you're missing the other things needed for a stronger or broader effect.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotix Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotix Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotixresearch. That's drhoffman.com/biotixresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Neil Levin. There's some concern about the dualistic effects of zinc. Not enough and you have poor immunity, but if you're overzealous with zinc supplementation, it can have an immune suppressive effect or some form of toxicity?
It can, but really those levels happen above 50 or 75 milligrams of elemental zinc. Mm-hmm. And when you look at a label, for example, the product we're talking about, C1000 with zinc 15, it says zinc 15 milligrams, that's your elemental zinc. Mm-hmm. From 75 milligrams of zinc bisglycinate.
Okay.
So it's not 75 milligrams of zinc.
Right.
It's 15 milligrams of zinc.
So you have to, when you're looking at the minerals, you have to look at the elemental amount, not the weight of the pill, right?
Right. And it usually won't use the word elemental, but it'll say zinc and the amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then from a larger amount of a compound.
Mm-hmm. And what forms of zinc are best absorbed? I mean, there's these sort of luxury forms of zinc, like zinc picolinate, that purport to be better absorbed. And then there's a more economical alternative, zinc citrate, zinc oxide, I don't think very much of. But what are the forms that seem to work best?
Yeah, the best ones tend to be ones that where the zinc is attached to an acid, and that's pretty common for minerals.
Mm-hmm.
A pre-acidified mineral is one that is in the form that absorbs and is basically mimics what happens if you're eating a food. You're eating oysters that have zinc or some other food that has zinc, pumpkin seeds.
Mm-hmm.
You have to extract that zinc from, let's say, pumpkin seeds. You have to extract the zinc from it using stomach acid and digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to attach that zinc, which used to be attached to something, probably an anti-nutrient in the foods, mm-hmm. like phytic acid or something. You now have to attach it to another acid that's a nutrient, citric acid, an amino acid, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, picolinic acid, which is the form in mother's milk, gluconic acid, zinc gluconate, citric acid, zinc citrate, these other forms,
mm-hmm.
That make it more bioavailable and predigested. So it's going to go right in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And those things attached to the minerals are called mineral transporters,
mm-hmm.
because depending on what they are, the body has an affinity for them in certain areas, like using magnesium as an example. If you took magnesium taurinate, mm-hmm. that's better for the heart because taurine's better for the heart. If you take the malate, that's better for the muscles.
It sounds like things that end with ATE denotes chemically something that's acidic. So you have citrate, gluconate, picolinate. These are it's a signature of something that renders the zinc more absorbable.
Right, it's more absorbable. It doesn't need digestion. You could take it between meals. And when you're looking at bioavailability charts, these kinetic charts, you see the higher absorption from these forms than taking an oxide or a carbonate or those kind of forms.
What's interesting is that among the protocols for COVID-19, nutrients are generally not utilized. But one protocol that's frequently utilized is the combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. There's an antiparasitic medication and an antibiotic, but with zinc, and there's been speculation that the hydroxychloroquine is what's called an ionophore, which means that it helps the cell absorb zinc more readily. Have you looked at that possibility?
Yes, and that's been one of the criticisms of a lot of the studies on the hydroxychloroquine, is that they're testing it in isolation without giving the zinc, because its benefit is purported to be
mediated through the zinc.
Yeah,
so
right?
It's kind of like, okay, it doesn't work, but it does work when it's presented with adequate zinc supplementation, although that remains controversial. I mean, you know.
Right.
I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole, because, like, it's you just go on. And it's, to me, it's just amazing how a pragmatic potential solution, not solution, I won't use solution, but a plausible treatment has engendered such a firestorm. And, you know, it's become politicized, and, you know, that's just not good for medicine. All right. Leaving that topic. There's another category of nutrients that seem to really support immune function. Mushroom extracts, and another one is astragalus. And you have Protocol for Life Balance. I guess you're the formulator. There's a product called Micell Immune Plus, and it seems to combine those two elements. You talk to us about those.
Yeah, we have a fairly unique supplement here, because most of the mushroom products, what are colloquially called medicinal mushrooms, oriental mushrooms, you know, things like shiitake, reishi, maitake, there's a number of others that have immune benefits, but we combined it with an astragalus root extract. And astragalus root is normally not in an extract either. It's normally as just a root powder. So, and this is a mushroom mycelium, which is the white root material, not the fruiting body, the actual mushroom. So we're using the part of the plant that's making these compounds, rather than the fruiting body, which is their, you know, the mushroom you see, or the one you buy in the store, which comes off the root. So it's considered more powerful to have the stuff, the actual roots, which is where these compounds are made. So we have 8 of these so-called super mushrooms. They're optimized for certain polysaccharides in mushrooms, and the main one that people might have heard of is called beta-glucans.
Mm-hmm.
Mushroom beta-glucans help to support balanced immune response. And one of the ways they work is by being the beta-glucans themselves act like a prebiotic fiber, which is a fuel or food for intestinal bacteria, for the good bacteria that help with our immunity.
Hmm.
So a lot of the stuff going on, I've looked into this fairly deeply, a lot of what's going on with the mushrooms is that they are activating macrophage cells in the gut. So the white blood cells and things are being activated. Bioavailability is not an issue, because 99% of this activity is occurring in the gut. It's not happening after it absorbs into the body.
Mm-hmm.
But immune cells sometimes carry the beta-glucans into the body separately. But absorption's not an issue with these kind of products.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have to cross the GI barrier. They don't have to cross these impediments to absorption. They work directly in the GI tract, and the GI tract sends communicates with the immune system. You know, there's a lot of crosstalk between the Peyer's patches and the immune cells that line the gastrointestinal tract and the overall systemic immune system. And so it's interesting that may be the site of action for those supplements.
Yeah, and the immune cells in the intestine actually transport throughout the body, carrying beta-glucans with them as part of their activation. So they go into the lymph nodes, the spleen, the bone marrow, these essential areas for immunity, where the immune cells are being created and activated and maturing. But beta-glucan is part of their the regimen of getting that working properly.
Wow. There's a product that we sometimes use called AHCC, Advanced Hexose Correlated Compound, popular in Japan.
Right.
That, too, is a beta-glucans product, right? It's a concentrated beta-glucans.
It is. And, you know, that's how a lot of these products work, is there's some fundamental thing in there. We've probably all heard of probiotics and good gut bacteria. Well, most of us have probably heard of prebiotic fiber, which is a fuel for them. Things like inulin and FOS and those kind of things, these fibers. And beta-glucan is one of those fibers.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that it worked that way. I thought it had some direct immune-stimulating effect in the bloodstream. What about astragalus? Give us some background on that. That's used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM.
Yeah, astragalus, as you say, is commonly used in orally for that, and it's been used extensively for various immune things. There's not a ton of evidence, but it does tend to, in animal studies and test tube studies, it does seem to work on increasing the number of white blood cells and immune cells, and have a role in what's called an immune tonic, something that pairs the immune system and gets it up to speed. So it's not something that's used, you know, it's not an antiviral or something like that. It's something that helps the body to make the immune cells it needs and to mature them properly.
And, you know, when we talk about these things, you know, we want to emphasize that, you know, we're not talking about panaceas for, you know, coronavirus, that, you know, a lot of research still needs to be done before we can confirm the role of these things during the current pandemic. But, you know, based on the historic precedent of, you know, centuries and millennia of use of some of these things in traditional Chinese medicine, and also, you know, modern discoveries about the role of the immune system, they certainly are plausible. And if we weren't facing, the current pandemic, we'd still be having this discussion, because people come down with colds and flus. And, these are things that, you know, with documented efficacy. We await more double-blind placebo-controlled trials of some of these things. But, you know, as you state, it is sometimes reductive to say, let's do a trial of vitamin D. Let's do a trial of vitamin C. Now let's drop the vitamin C and D, and let's just do a trial on zinc. What you want is a suite of immune-supportive nutrients, right?
Well, that's the key, and that's the reason we combine these ingredients in this formula. You could buy all of these mushrooms separately, and there's companies selling them separately, and there's a couple of them we sell separately. But having them together is more synergistic. You're getting a range of benefits, a range of variable nutrients. Maybe the beta-glucans are slightly different in each one, and they have slightly different effects. Astragalus, using a standardized extract instead of just a root powder, you know, and that's a Chinese herb. So, you know, you have to look at heavy metals, you have to look at the pesticides and fungicides and other issues that you have with that, microbial burden.
Just for a moment, let's discuss that, because, you know, you are the product formulator, and you probably, you know, have some say about, you know, where you source these materials from. You know, people have concerns. Some of the stuff comes from China. China doesn't have the best reputation. How do you make sure that the stuff that goes into your supplements is pure, free of contaminants, and is really potent? I mean, what are the steps that Protocol for Life Balance and Now Foods takes to for quality assurance?
The first step is that we audit our suppliers, and they could be in China, they could be in Europe, they could be in the next town over from where we're manufacturing. They get the same scrutiny, all of those guys. We don't trust anyone. We verify by testing. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we inspect and audit their operations to make sure that they're following GMPs and cleanliness and allergen control and all the other issues that you'd want to know in terms of process control and keeping good records.
Mm-hmm.
Then we test the materials. We do identity testing. We look for components and strength of certain things that we want to claim. We look for adulterants, which might be added. For example, every protein we get is tested for melamine and steroids.
Which the Chinese once did. It was a great scandal. They poisoned a lot of people because basically has some of the characteristics of protein, but it's a cheap chemical that can be added to milk products in particular. And, it can be deadly.
Yeah, the cheap test for protein is being fooled. You're looking at nitrogen content of the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And melamine's a nitrogen, so it fools that test.
Right.
We do the HPLC, the liquid chromatography, much more sophisticated, and we can easily spot melamine. We're not a dairy company looking at how much protein's in the milk, for the quality of the milk. We're much more sophisticated. We do heavy metal testing on everything. We do micro testing on everything.
Right.
We're making sure that these things are what they say. And on herbal products, we do thin layer chromatography, which lets us look at the whole spectrum of components and compare it to a reference standard to make sure that it's the right genus, species, part of the plant, and the right components.
I still have to explain to very intelligent lay people, but they're not in the know about supplement. They're not supplement advocates. They say, well, it's an unregulated industry. You don't know what you're getting. But when you buy from a big high profile company like Protocol for Life Balance, which makes a professional line, and Now Foods, which is the consumer line, you exercise a great deal of diligence in making sure that your products, A, deliver what's on the label, and B, are free of contaminants. So, kudos for you. Kudos to you.
Yeah, dietary supplements are actually regulated much more strictly than foods, and only a hair less strictly than pharmaceutical drugs. And the main difference with pharmaceuticals is that they require pre-market approval,
right,
and we don't.
Yeah.
But our ingredients are all things that the FDA has to approve, has pre-approved.
Right. Well, okay, this has been very illuminating. I think people have gotten a great jump start on what they may need to fend off the changing weather. And for immune support for fall. Keep in mind that these products that we discussed are only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance via a special arrangement. And you can get them by going to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. So thank you, Neil Levin, for helping us better understand the role of some of these nutrients for immune support at this critical time.
Well, thank you.
It's my pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, by the way, and stay safe out there in Chicago. I know you are well fortified. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.